91X News.
It's 16 degrees and cloudy at 5 o'clock. Good afternoon, I'm Jose DeBarros. It's the time of year when it seems as if everyone is competing for your money. Charities, merchandisers, and Christmas campaigns. Jennifer Bowman reports that it's taking a toll on Belleville history.
Money is hard to come by, and preserving historical archives isn't exactly at the top of most people's wish list. The Hastings Historical Society is campaigning to raise money to move the archives from the Historical Society's current site to the old Irish Hall on Church Street. Orland French is the president of the society. French says they're going to wait until after Christmas to start looking for money again.
There's a lot of talk of competition in this community, especially this time of year with all the United Way and all the campaigns that are relying on people's generosity at Christmas.
French says the campaign has raised close to $700,000 so far, and they are now hoping for support from families for the remaining $300,000.
I haven't had anybody say we don't need an archives, but sometimes people are very willing to say, oh yeah, we'd love to have an archives fully behind you. Well, where's the check? Well, I'll get you next week kind of thing, you know.
They're hoping to finish the campaign by March and move into what used to be the old Irish Hall by the end of summer. Jennifer Bowman, 91X News, Belleville.
39,000 people in Ontario were without jobs in October, according to Stats Canada. But Belleville's Employment Resource Centre has no shortage. As Kurt Weiss reports, the Belleville Employment Resource Centre is trying to solve that problem.
The Resource Centre holds weekly sessions where anyone can come in for help with their resumes. But as employment specialist Melanie Turcotte explains, they aren't just workshops in themselves.
Not an actual workshop in itself. It's the day that we just make it publicly known that we're here, this is what we're going to focus on today. But really, we do that every single day of the week.
On top of resume clinics, Turcotte says other sessions are available, such as computer workshops, mock interviews, job searching, and more. The weekly resume clinics take place Monday mornings from 9:30 to 11. Kurt Weiss, 91X News, Belleville.
Premier Dalton McGuinty says no new progress has been made when it comes to moving a gas plant he promised to shut down during last month's election. He says discussions are still underway and the government can't provide any new information on the Mississauga project. McGuinty also can't say how long those discussions will take. The opposition says the Premier must stop dragging his feet on the issue, especially given that it was a last-minute decision just days away from last month's election. The Liberals have also been unable to explain why construction is ongoing if the plant will have to be dismantled. McGuinty has also promised to block the construction of homes in Oak Ridge's Moraine during the 2003 election, but said that after that win that he wouldn't be able to do it. Saskatchewan has designated a section of the Trans-Canada between Regina and Moose Jaw as its own Highway of Heroes. It's intended as a tribute to Canadian Forces personnel from the province who has lost their lives while serving their country. Premier Brad Wall made the announcement as he unveiled a sign just west of Regina to mark the highway's new name. Both cities were important bases for air training during the Second World War. Both still has an active military presence. Veterans who are featured in a new website that details the final months of the Second World War says the horrors of war should never be forgotten. The interactive site shares the same name and material from the history television series D-Day to Victory. 89-year-old veteran Bruce Melanson says he remembers landing on Juneau Beach like it was yesterday.
The only thing is, some of them days I don't want to remember. It's rather emotional. It's a little bit upsetting because I was there. And I was the second wave. And when I landed in Normandy on June 6, 1944, bodies were still in the water. Dead bodies.
The six-part D-Day to Victory airs on History Television tonight, tomorrow, and Friday. The sole Occupy participant is calling it quits in the Occupy Whitehorse Assembly. Mark Bowers has been living outside the Yukon legislature since October the 17th and is not ready to stick it out through the winter. The lobbyist says that propane is expensive and the winters are too cold to live in a camper. Bowers says that while he is leaving, he will not be giving up on his goal. Occupy Whitehorse will continue virtually through Facebook and Twitter. 2 weeks after an earthquake killed about 600 people in eastern Turkey, the area has been hit by another strong quake. State-run TRT Television says the quake, with a preliminary magnitude of 5.7, caused a six-story hotel and other buildings to collapse, trapping people inside. Sky Turk Television says the hotel was being used by journalists covering the original tremor. Italy is in the focus of stock market anxieties, where Europe's debt crisis has now affected the third-largest economy in the Euro bloc. Investors appear to be losing faith in Italy's ability to repay its debt, and it's too big a debt for other European nations to rescue. The TSX in Toronto is down by 332 points, while the Dow in New York has been down by almost 400. That's 3% of its value. Financial markets are tanking after Italy's key borrowing rate rose well above the level that eventually forced other European countries like Greece and Portugal to seek bailouts. Continuing with the financial crisis, the head of the International Monetary Fund is warning the global economy faces a downward spiral of financial instability. During a speech in Beijing today, Christine Lagarde says that without bold, coordinated action, the world might face a possible collapse of demand.
Ultimately, we could run the risk of what some commentators are already calling a lost decade.
The IMF is citing Europe's growing debt crisis and a possible U.S. slowdown for slowing growth worldwide. That's 90X News to 505. Sean Macy has sports next.
Meta Employment Services.
If you're planning to hire, call Meta Employment Services today. We advertise job openings, collect resumes, pre-screen, and provide funded training for eligible candidates. Meta's committed to helping employers with the entire hiring process, ongoing monitoring and support, all at no cost. This Employment Ontario service is funded in part by the Government of Canada.
Meta Employment Services.
Meta, let us work for you. In the Sydney Plaza, Belleville. Call 966-9069.
Good afternoon. I'm Sean Macy with 91X Sports. The Centennial Chargers are the Central Ontario Junior High School Football Champions for the third year in a row. The Chargers' offense dominated all game long, scoring on all but two possessions to beat Crestwood 50-14 this afternoon. Quarterback Chase Peck and running back Hayden Deacon combined to score all of the team's seven touchdowns. Centennial will host the Durham Region winner next week at Mary Ann Sills Field. The Belleville Bearcats AA Midget Women's Hockey Team blew a late one-goal lead in the third period of last night's game against China. Victoria Chapman gave the Bearcats a 2-1 lead early in the third, but Team China scored twice in the final 5 minutes to win the game 3-2. Despite the loss, Gord Graham, the Bearcats team president, says it was a great experience.
Usually these girls are used to watching our Team Canada play on TV with the Olympics or the Worlds, you know, so these girls got to get a small taste of that playing against an international team. So I think even the girls watching in the stands could see a taste of that day. Someday that could be me out there.
The Bearcats don't get back to their regular schedule for another 2 weeks. Bulls goaltender Malcolm Subban was named Vaughan CHL Goaltender of the Week after posting great numbers this past weekend. On Saturday, Subban held the Owen Sound Attack to one goal before following it up with a shutout against the St. Mike's Majors on Sunday. Keeping with the Bulls, Belleville defenseman Steven Silas, along with head coach George Burnett, will be representing the OHL team against Russia in the Subway Super Series. The game is tomorrow night in Ottawa. A perfect season could be all for nothing for the Loyalist College men's rugby team if they lose this weekend. The Lancers Club is playing for its third straight Division II championship on Saturday. All that's standing in their way is the Algonquin Thunder. Loyalists already beat Algonquin earlier this season. Winning hasn't been an issue for the Lancers so far, with their closest game all year being a 19-point victory. The game is Saturday afternoon at Loyalist College. NBA owners and locked-out players will talk again before another deadline passes. Warren Levinson has more from New York.
There will be at least one meeting between NBA owners and players before Commissioner David Stern's latest ultimatum deadline, according to a source with knowledge of the plans. The league is offering something close to a 50-50 revenue split with players, Stern told locked out players. If they don't accept by the close of business Wednesday, the offer would be withdrawn and replaced with a 53-47% split in favor of the owners, plus a hard salary cap. Players say they're not afraid of the deadline but want to talk some more. The season was supposed to have gotten underway at the beginning of the month. Warren Levinson, New York.
Send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Jose DeBarros with 91x weather.
Today, mainly cloudy. Showers beginning earlier this evening and ending near midnight. Then 60% chance of showers late this evening and overnight. A high of 15. Tonight, showers ending late this evening and then cloudy with 60% chance of showers. A low of 6. Thursday, mainly cloudy and a high of 8. It's 16 degrees. 91X News, on the air and online at 91X.fm. I'm Jose DeBarros with Sean Macy, 91X News.